We are continuing our shiurim on Otot Chaim. We are now in Shaar Rach V'Leir Perik Aleph in the old edition of Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, and Shaar Rachel and sorry in Matot Midvash it's Shin Samech Zayin. Got a Perik Aleph? Okay. We're going to see that this perik is all based on one pasuk in Tehillim. It's not much; it's a very small perik here in Tehillim Lamed Tes, a capital Hey. And the even Perek Beis is all basic psukim in Tanakh, explaining the relationship between Rachel and Leah and Zah, and how he's dorished the various psukim. Okay, so we'll go a bit quicker than normal, just reading through the psukim. You can maybe just read this by yourself. Okay, so let's read it together, my divided. V'achas shvi'anu le'inyan rach v'le'ya, nezvaya ata inan shteyem erch nirmozo bekamot mekoymus. So he's going to tell us different mekoymus where the morum is in the psukim. The one in this parak, we only have one pasuk which he's going to bring. V'hine, David ha-melech alav ha-sholom, hodi'eni, he says as follows. David ha-melech says, hodi'eni Hashem kitzi umidas yamai mahi. Mahi, that's not the end of the pasuk. The end of the pasuk ends off. Eid a mei chadel ani. Okay, so he's mevakish from Hashem. Show me my end. Show me my measure. Midas yamai, mahi. What is it? Show me my future. I don't know the kavon over here. So let's see the way the result is lowish as possible. Hine. David the Melech of Alav Shalom, who mean a Malchus and Niska b'Sabbat Mishpatim. We know that David the Melech's Shorish comes from Malchus. You know, remember we have 10 spheres coming from the 9, the Ak, and the last sphere that came out was Malchus. So the Zohar tells us that his Shorish Neshama was from the Malchus. The Havi Yetziv Ba'alma de Nukva. Okay, that's where his Shorish is. Gamatzinu Shayamina Leah b'Sod Mashiel ben David Abom Yehuda Bana. The Leah, we also know he comes obviously from Yehuda, Shevet Yehuda, which was the son of Leah. So David the Melech had both milas. He comes from Rachel, which is the Nukva, which is the last sphere that came out of the Enayim Da'ak, and also he comes from Leah, part of Leah, Galatik. Therefore, his short neshama of David Melech is found in two different parts of him. Therefore, the emistike, the amicus of what he was asking was as follows. He was actually asking about these two parts of him, Leah v'Rochel, ech mitziusam. What is the mitzius? Obviously, he was asking in order to misaken them, so he needs to know for sure what's the mitzvah of Rachel v'Leah. V'zish omar hodi'eni, let me know, let it be known to me. Hodi'enu b'chokhma kedei she'eder b'chinas kitzi u'midatz yamai shem Leah v'Rachel. We'll see how that's merum is how Rachel v'Leah fits in the pasuk. We'll see later on that kitzi is a reference to Rachel and Midas Yamai refers to Leah. Shebehem tuluim kitzi u'midas Yamai shemehem nimshach chiyusi. So I know that my shosh and shama comes from Leah v'Rachel, but I don't know more than that, says David Melech. V'liyot sheRachel hu atachton, we know she's the last sphere, she malchus achroin shebe'eses spheres be'atzilus, v'gam hi omedz beragli zah, we know that she's found all the way down to the legs of Zash can at 9 Shavuot in Iskale Elchein Kore Kitzi Loshon Ketz Vesof. So it's referring to them as in the post. Kitzi means the last sphere, which means refers to Malchus, which is the reference to Rachel, not Leah. Leah Kore Midas. Now, why is Leah referred to as Midas in the posuk? My measure. So those who don't share kavanas dush keshem in perek vav understand what is that kavana. So he's just mamash maramis here. It's a long kavana. We're going to speak just about the Rosh Hashanah. And it's as follows. Shaleya, we know when you say the pasuk bal shem kavod machusot olam le'olam vayad, you're building up Leah. Shaleya lokachas ha'ora arba moichin deza. Shem Abba Havayas. We know that Leah receives, remember she's at the back of Zah, she's going to receive, she's back by his back, by his head. So where the Morchim is. So Zah is going to be transferring to her the four Morchim, what she has in his head, which is Chochma Bina, Chasadin Das, Gvul Das. Those four Bechinas are going to be passed over to Leah. which are represented by Dalet Havayas. Vehem luvash b'toch nai de'ima b'sodam alba shemois eked. We know every time the Havayas are there, the Morchim are always in a covering called the Ekes, which is the Morchim, with the Luvushim the Ima, and that's going to go over to Leah. What's going to go over to Leah? Again, we summarize that's the Eke. Now, Valeah lokachas me'aba alofim shebehem, right? So she has four Morchim, which is four Ekes. Each one starts with an Aleph, so she's going to take the four Alephs. Okay? V'nasim alba morchim shabbat. She's going to make from those four levushim of ima her four morchim. Chochma bina, gvod das, and chasadim das. V'hine alba alofim hem gematra midas keniska le'er v'zu midas yamayim mahi. And therefore, that's the remez of Leah in the pasuk, because the four alofim, which is how you spell an aleph, you spell aleph lamed pei, which is 111 times four is 444, which is exactly the gematria of midas. So that's how David the Melech was meramez these two patsufim, kitzi, which is the end of the patsufim, the sfilz, which is Rachel, and midas, which is the gematria of Rachel, Leah. Hine, David the Melech alav shalom hayim istapek ledas kama bechinas shivishinuin yesh ben Rachel leEa. He wants to really know what's the difference between Rachel and Leah. V'rosu ledas sibosam, and what is their siba? Ve'achat me'ashela shehay yeshol David the Melech alav shalom leida inyan acher echad shinzvah esleinu bekamalus baruch shem kavod. One of the questions that he asked was actually one of the says Rav Chaim Vital, is one of the drushim that we were mekabel from the Ariza in Baruch Shem. Shakes of the Leah, which is as follows. This is what we learn in Baruch Shem. The Kes of Leah, he begins Alba Alofim, the Alba Shemois Eke Aniskom. We know that the Kes of Leah is made from, as we spoke about, the four Alephs of the Morchim, of the Naidima. The Yosef Shutim Rak Shekol Echal Kolur Me'abalsim. Okay, so there's four Ekes. She's going to take the Aleph of each one of those and make it, and that's going to derive, that's going to make her Keser. Now, she takes the Pshutim. That means you can have a Mali of that Aleph, you can have the Mali, but she's going to take the Pshutim. Now, if you understand that every Aleph is, one Aleph represents Chokhmah, one Aleph represents Bina, Chasadim Das, Gvurza Das. Now, each one has four of them included in that. So Chokhmah is going to have four of those, which is the Chokhmah, Bina, Chasadim Dal, Gvul, Das in that first Aleph, and so on and so forth. So it's four times four, Ve'etzem. V'nimsa she'esh shesh esra asara oisius. Therefore, comes out, you have really 16 Alephs. It's four times four. V'nimsa ki kesed the Leah, I have shesh esra oros bilvan. So it comes out, to make the kesed of Leah, you're going to need 16 Alephs. 16 Bechinas. Now, Omnam, kesed the Rochel, who shah oisius, so shel alba shemois, of Ekeh, and he's come, right? So therefore, again, we have four Ekehs. Rach Leah takes the first Aleph of each one of them. So what are you left with? K, Yud, K, four times over. Because she took over the Alephs. Now, the Hem Abba Pamim K, Yud, K, which is Gematria of 20. 20 times 4, Shehem Gematria Shmoni, Pe. So, Kenege, Kiminyan, Vaed, Orod. So it comes out that Leah gets four Aleph, which is the beginning of 16, and Rachel is going to get 80. So that's not really fair. She gets 16, she gets 80. So that's one of the questions of David the Melech. My Shona, my Uli Haimehai. Vizesh Shalom Midas Mahi. And Mahi is really Lomahi. Why is that? So this is the way the Beis Lechem explains. Ki Leah Nikra Midas Yamai. As we said, the Gematria of Midas is Leah. Lama. He, that means, well, why did she receive communion? He, which is 16. Why did Leah receive 16? Shutez zayin orot v'levan. V'avar Rachel leiv shmonim orot b'ketzer shelo. It's not fair. What's going on? Hayiti rotzi lishol mechadel. And that's the end of the pasuk. Mechadel ani. He's explained. She'ani mebichinas Leah kenot. I know I'm from the bichinas Leah, right? Yehuda ben Leah. That's the ikur of my neshama comes from Leah. Ve'ani chadel ve'gruah mebrinich bevechinas Rachel. Ve'lama hikach? That's his question. Mechadel, and I'm ceasing to exist. I mean, that means that there's less of me here. Meaning, since my ikur neshama comes from Leah, and she only has 16 bechinas, I'm much less than the bechinas we find in Rachel. Lama hikach? That was his question. right? You wouldn't guess a million years. That's pshat on the pasuk, but that's the way the Chayyim looked. Learn. Gam remez ba'omra mahi, and also from the pasuk, from the end of the pasuk, from the middle of the pasuk is mahi. Lamesh lemash muvah tzleinu ki zahu havaya demilo elafim gematchem ma. We know that zah is always represented by the havaya dema, which is yud vav dalek ke aleph, vav aleph valef ke aleph, which is the gematria of 45. That's what zah is represented. V'ine yeshtei b'pamim ma. Echad michaz v'lemale sheyesh bo ma echad kedei lehotzi mimelo et lev achrav v'shema sheni lehotzi et rochel michaz shiro v'lemata v'nimsa. That's it. So that's when you can split that in many different ways. You can view that in different ways. The way the Rizal is talking about michaz lemala or michaz lemata. From michaz lemala, that's ma. There's one ma. Michaz lemata, that's also one. So from the ma elyon, that's going to feed Leah. She's above the chazim. For the ma'atatlan, that's going to feed and give moichim over to Rachel because she's below the chazim. V'nimsa, sheleia yotzes mibichinas ma gomu, kimo sheyesh l'rochel ma acher. Right? So each one is going to get their associated ma. V'imkein, kivan, shem shavos b'inyan zedema, since they're both equal, Leia gets a ma. And Rochel gets a ma. V'imkein, erch nishtanu b'inyan ha-shesh ezre orot. Masha Enken Berocha and Nizgaleel. Why is Leah? Therefore, they're both receiving. The source is the same. She's getting a ma from Zah. She's getting a ma from Zah. Except Berocha is receiving. She's receiving 80, and Leah is only receiving 16. Lame he haisa he. Right? Zeisha Shalom midas yamai mahi. That was good for the question of the Melech. Mahi he gemat for 16. Acher she he ma lame haida. He, why is she only a he if she's receiving from a ma? V'od yishelos acheros erimotim b'posuk zeh be'inan lev arochel v'shechachtim. There's many other questions, many other pshatim, but unfortunately, I'm a boss of all them, and I forgot them. Says Rav Chaim Vital. Let's go back to Perek Beis. Now we're going to see more psukim that is going to be dorish le'inan rochel v'leah. Lev arochel. Now, v'gam b'zeh yuvan inan adam arishon. Shaha Yushtei Noshim. Did you know that Adam Rishon had two wives? Yeah. What's the names?
Lilith.
Right. Where's the brother?
Sorry?
Where's the brother? Okay, very good. So that's what the Rishon is going to say. He had two wives. Chava Rishon Anika Leil. I don't want to say the name. V'chava Ishto Shnias. She had two wives, both called Chava, but the first one is called Chava, which is represented by Lil, and the second one is called the proper wife, as we know in Psukim, is Chava. Ve'ininu ki Adam Rishon hu dimyon zah. Now Adam Rishon is betelam ki betelam zah. V'hu hine zah yesh lo shtei nashim shem Leah v'Rachel. He also had two wives, zah had two wives, and therefore obviously that's why Adam Rishon also had two wives. Leah has much more dinim than Rochel. Why? Because she's from the Achoraim De'im, as we know. Because the Achoraim De'im fell, and that falling, particularly the Malchus of Ima, really built Leah. Right? Remember that Ima stopped by the Chazer inside of Zah. And therefore, all the Shevet that comes out to Leah is all covered over by the Yisod of Ima. That's another reason why she's full of dinim. Aval Rachelin nimteket shibamokum gilu shele chasodim, right? But Leah, Rachel starts after the chasod. That's already when the shefa comes out from Ima. Hine, Zah nikra Odom. Now, Zah is called Odom. Ki hu sod havayet demilu alafim sheolim gematchem ma ve'odom. As we said, Zah is always represented by the havayet dema, which is the gematria of Odom. So, that is Zah, and that's Odom Rishon. V'note shepotu shel havayahu ikar. Now you have to know the rule is you always have a poshut and a miloy, and you also have sometimes a miloy the miloy. So the poshut is, for example, in this case we're talking about the yud kevavke. That's the poshut. That's the ikar of the shame. The miloy is a different bechina. The poshut is begeder zocha, and the miloy is bechinas nukva. Lifishukulam dinim or miloy gematre elokim. The word miloy is 86. The gematre of miloy is 86. That's the gematre of elokim, which is a representation of nukva. Gam nikras miloy lefi shu koach nukva ve'atzmus oseya ve'kohoteya kulam genuzim toch za. ki atara itra de gvura haya toch zam, ve arga yotze chutz mimenu, ba ofen she nukvai miloi de zam, ki miloi hu sod ubo amemale tochnius beten imo, lachein hamiloi hu bechilet nukva. Means that's false. He's saying that what? The ima has this koach to a maler a beten with a vlad. That's the lashon bitul. Let me read it again. V'gam nikra miloi. Why is the miloi? If he should call koach hanukva. We're associating miloi with the koach hanukva, which is dinim. V'atzmus orosei mekorosei v'korotei kulam genuz mitochza. It's all found toch za, right? The gvuras are found inside of za. Ki itra de gvura heya toch za. Va'achka yotz lechutz. Then the gvuras go over from him into the nukva, which builds up the path of the nukva. Ba'ofin shu nukva miloi de za. Therefore, it comes out that the nukva, which is either rochav or leah, doesn't matter. It's a miloi. It's coming out because the miloi of za. What was memale za is coming out, which is the itch de gvura. Ki miluhu sod uba. So the gvuras were like in the state of a uba, and they came out. O memale tochin betem imo, and they go into rochav or leah. Lachen a miluhu bechinas nukva. That's why miloi is always associated with nukva. Hine miloi de ma'u gematria yutet. Now, you know, there's the ikar of the Havaya and there's the miloi of the Havaya. The ikar of Havaya is ku. It's gematria of ku. Yukivavke is 26. You subtract yukivavke from ma, from 45, is yutetz. Is 19. Kishitasi ois yotze aposhu shem gematria ku, yisha milo yutet gematria chava. So from za, which is ma, comes out chava, which is gemat of yutet, which is 19. Obizet tavim er chava hi eshet adam. That's what she called eshet adam. That's morum is in gematra. Vuhu vehi basa bebesol of mamish. She's taken basa that she comes off in mamish. Kaval bi'alnu b'mokamach. Ki za yesh bo shtei bechinas. We explained already that za is two bechinas. V'achas hi merosh ad chazer. V'sham yesh bo bechinas yisod arishon ashebo mitzdavigim im leah. Over there, from his keser, till his chazer, says the Ariza, there's a yesod there. I'm going to explain what that means. For the Be'er, there's no yesod. There's only you have keser, chokhma, bina, das, and chesek, vo, tiferes. There's no yesod. But we'll see, and I'll explain to you. V'chatzia achron mechazer lemata, from lower, from his chest downwards, shisha mokom achasadim hemegulim. That's where Ima stops already, and that's where the chasadim of Ima, which are in Zah, are megale themselves. Vinim Zah. Shiesh tei shemois dema, that lafim. Remember, one above the chazim, one below the chazim. Kenizka leel, beposuk hodieni Hashem kitzi. O mishneim yotzim, shnei miluim, shekol echad mehem, gematria chavam. And again, the miloi of Ma is yutet, and you have to twice over. Omnam, chava rishon hi bechines leah. So again, that fits very good. We have Ma, and the miloi of Ma is Yutet that comes out, creating the Chava, which is connected Leah. And underneath as well, you have the same scenario over there. The Yutet is creating the union of Rachav. Vine, liyois ki b'chinas Leah hem dinim kashim me'od l'sibas niskom Leah. We know the Nukva is always, but especially Leah is full of dinim. So this kasha is, how can you have Leah, which is full of dinim, in the world of Atzilus? We know that the pasuk says, "Lo yigorucha ra." There's no such thing as ra in the world of Atzilus, because the Eivishter and the Atzilus chad minhu, the ones. How can you find? How can I keep on telling you? Says Ariza, this full of dinim. Im kol ze ba'olam ze atach nashuvu lechumre. That's only when it manifests itself down into this world. That's when the dinim come about. Lo yichola bechinat leil letzetz mimitukenes besod the kedusha. It can't because she has her singing inside of her. Beis bris adam rishon ve'yotzes bechinat dina kasha besod klipa v'zu bechinat leili. Chava rishon shahaita mezaveges im adam kodem shinivras chava shnia. So Leah, which is possible for Leah, comes down into this world, travels through all the spiritual worlds, comes down into this oilama gashmi, Olam Achumri, and it's Nasi this Bechina of Chava Rishoina, which is the ladies. That's where she comes from. V'achikach Yotze Chava Shnis Mimitukenes. But that second one comes down to the world from the higher Patsufim, Shuzer Mesukin. V'nishar Le'eshet Odom. She stays as the Eshet Odom. And the first one goes away. She was too much in the klipos. Right? You got that? So the Arizal says that the first one went away. Where did she go to? Where did she go to, the first one? So says Chazal that she became the wife of the Samach man. Huh? She went from becoming the Eshes Odom Rishon to become the Eshes Samachman. Okay, weiter. Omam Achika, Kishvo Yaakov Asher Shufreya Me'ein Shufre De Odom Rishon Tiken Pagam Haroyo Shel Odom Rishon. So then Yaakov, which in our story here in this world is Yaakov Avinu, came along and it was Mesakid the Haroyo Shel Odom Rishon. Some say it Parshas Bahal. The Gam Parshas told us be in an abochas shelokach b'mirma me'esav achiv. So it's not very much over here that when Yaakov came along and by doing this ma'isav stealing the brocha from Esav, he was mesakin the arroyos of Adam Rishon. Again, I shem the zohar as lakach shteil and due to that. He was able to now take the two wives, Leah ve Rochel. It's a mistake of it. It's Rochel, Leah ve Gam Rochel. It's Leah ve Rochel. She'az nimatika Leah ve Aisa besod kedusham. And he started coming at Klipa. So therefore, he was able to take Leah, which again, her source is from Dinim the Kashim. He was able to bring her down and misakin her and make her less Dinim. And therefore, he was able to marry her. But she was not the only one. Yaakov wasn't the only one working on Leah to Mesakin or Mamtik or Dinim. She was also working on herself, as he says now. Which is, we know that Chazal tells us that she was crying all the time because she thought she was going to marry Esav. Validay Domosea Vitfilosea Nimatika Vaz Nitna Bechelko Shel Yaakov Vahavense. So Aliday Takashi Davin, she's Mamtika own dinim, the Kocha Tshuva made it that she took away all her dinim, all her klipas away from her, and she was Zoycha to have Yaakov as a husband. Vini Zesod Masha Oma Kosvin and Adam Rishon. Vayome Adam Azois Apam Etze Matsamai Bosom Ibisori. So what does the Adam Rishon says? Zoysepam etzem me'atzamai abosu b'tzamai. Why? What's the kefal loshon etzem me'atzamai? Why is he talking? She's my bones and she's my flesh. She's my flesh. Why both? So Dr. Zohar, al b'tikunim amru ki hem shtei noshim, because we know Adam, as we said, Adam Rishon had two wives, chad megama v'chad b'bischa. Right, one came from his bones and one came from his basa. Ve'inenu ki Leah hi nikrat etzem, because Leah comes from the bone. She dina kasher ke etzem. Dinim are hard as etzem. Ve'od she bechinas atzela. She comes from the actual tzela. Ve'agaleya mikoyma hi me'achoyat tzelos. She comes to the back of the tzelos, the ribs. Shem atzmus, the etzem of the etzem. Aval Rachel is a bosom of besorah dina ravia. She comes from the bosom on the teller. The mokam giloy chasadim. Again, she comes below the chasim. Or b'mesher divya adam hemkach. And this is what he continues saying. Ki hine shtei noshim hayulo achas etzem v'ashniya bosom. Aval lezois shniya nika bosom yikare isha. V'lo l'rishona she etzem. Then I die in Tekis Kaniska, Vachgam, Matikam, Bizman, Yaakov, Sod Leel, Kaniska, Leel, Betamtala. So her, his first wife, Adam Rishon, dropped her, she went away, and only Yaakov Avinu came on later on, he was able to do the tikkun on that particular Bechina, which became Leah. Omem tamamu she'ov Yaakov et Rachel u'milea. Now, shin the pasuk that Yaakov loved Leah, loved Rachel more than Leah. Now, what's the pshat in that? V'atami l'shtei sibus. There's two different reasons why his ava was more for Rachel than Leah. V'achishoni hi ki inel Yaakov atachton asher ba'olam hazeh lo haya adayim meisig kol mitzius partzuf zah rak mekeneged chosav v'lemata shu mokum Rachel. ולכן אז יהיה יעקב את רחל ולא כסיב יאב ישראל שהוא זה כי לא יש שתיהם רחל ולאה אבל יעקב עובר אהב את רחל שהיא תחתונה כמו הוא שהיא מאלמה דגליה אבל לאה היא אלמה דיסקסיה שהיא סוד צור הסדל שבקשת תפילה של ראש כמו בעצלנו, ולכן לא היה יעקב יכול להזדבג עם אמא שעדיין לא היה מנסיק עד שם. יוני, look at that, nifty כזה. What a pshat he's saying over here. That we know that Chazal tell us that Leah felt she was hated by Yaakov, and it's not we feel that Yaakov, his ava was all by Rachel, not by Leah. But the pshat was this. We felt that Leah was inferior to Rachel, but it's pumfaket. Leah was much higher than Rachel. He was so high, but he couldn't even masik her. She was can't die that she was talking to him, and he wasn't even chapping what she was saying. She was by the das dizam, and he was mamish down below by the chazir. He was able to das thing. That's why he had no kesher. There was no kesher between him and her bechalal. They weren't seeing eye to eye. That's why he wasn't connecting. That's why he didn't want to marry Leah. Not because she was inferior. Fakir, she was superior to Yaakov. Now she's Mohum is by the Keshet Tefillin. Let me explain to you. The Keshet Tefillin is by the back here. There's a little dalet over there, around the head of the Ratzua. You have a little dalet over here. Now in the dalet there's no parshias. The Fuke the Batim. The Batim have oil. And they have parshas inside of them, like a keli and neshama. That's what it's referred to. But the dalet, there's no neshama. It's only oral. That's what Leah is. Leah doesn't have any neshama per se. She has no moichin per se. She's always referred to as the ritzua of the tefillin. Particularly the dalet, because the dalet's maram is in dala and oni. She's poor. She's taka choser. She's choser this inyan of moichin. So let's continue.
You said in
Perek Hashem,
Moichin.
Huh?
You said
Leah
had Moichin.
Yeah, that's what it says. Levush Moichin. That means from whatever she's getting from Ima. Remember, she's from the Achuraim, the Nefilah of Ima. Actually, from the Malchus only. She only gets from Ima. But she doesn't get the Moichin which are inside the Levushim of Ima.
She gets only the Levushim of the Moichin of Ima.
Yeah. וזה סוד מה שאמרנו בספר זו פרשת ויצא שלאה ורחל תחי על מין הם בסוד מין העולם ועד העולם right? זו שתי פסוק in Tehillim שבע שנים דעלמא דקסיה there were 7 years of the enclosed world the hidden world remember Leah refers as Alma דקסיה in the Zohar כי הנה מכוח המלכוס דאימא שבדס דזה remember when אימא comes into זה she's coming first with her מלכוס so the מלכוס resonates first of all into the דס דזה now יצתה ליה מאחורה בסוד דלה שבקשת תבילים דרושה כניסקה לאל ויוס ליה מבחינת אימא remember she fell what was she fell the hind of the מלכוס of אימא fell all the way down to the bottom of the outside of זה So she's together this dalat dekesha. She's only the strap. Lo slem b'chiz ima. Lachem sheva shanim delay itkasya. V'sheva hem kach bat chag. V'shlish tifer de chazed zah. Ki elu sheva b'chinos hem mechusim bilti gluim Yaakov leYaakov. קודם שנקרא שמו ישראל כנזכר, ואז השיא כל פסוק זה ונקרא ישראל דנות. Let me explain to what's going on. Again, Ima breaks and her malchus falls all the way down to the feet of Zah. Now, that's Bashash Shvira. Bashash Tikkun, what happens is that the Ima comes into Zah to give a moichin to build him up. So she first comes with the malchus. The malchus by the das, and then she finally gravitates to the chazer. That's as far as she goes. Ima. The middle cap, anyways. Her right and left cap go all the way down to Chachum Baga. When her malchus comes down, that's going to attract the malchus, which the achoraim, the chitzonis of the malchus, which is outside, that's going to lift it up. It's going to go up to the chazer. So it's zulu and zulu. Malchus can get this malchus. One's inside, one's outside. And she's going to grow now, all the way up to the kesh of the zam. That means, what is she going to be receiving from Ima? She's going to be receiving from Ima all these bechinas of kachbad chaga, was kesech chokhmah bina das, chesed gevura, and only shlish elyon tiferes, which is the chazer. That's what Zad's going to be giving over, not of himself, but from the levush bochim of Ima.
From Imatria, yeah.
Yeah. Now all these are vayter mechusim. Why? Klapi Yaakov. Where's Yaakov? Yaakov was only mechazir limata. So for him, klapi him, it considered that her bechinas are completely mechusim. He doesn't see at all. He's down there from below the chest, and she's up here. Ain't kesher whatsoever. The mefashim ask over here, but derech klal we don't consider it. We don't count kesher and das together. Here there's kesher chokhmah bina das. So the Mufashim speak about this, and they say that the Metzias, he has a das, he has a keser. So when we're talking the Sheva Shanim that the Zohar is referring to, the Alma al-Kasya, the seven, could be 7,000 years that we live in darkness, it's the Metzias of the spheres. But when we talk about Zah, we don't have to talk about both, because one is the Pnimius of the other. But the Metzias is there. This is What's another kasha that the Mufashim asks is that Leah B'derech Klal is not by the kasha, which is a pele. The Rav B'derech Klal, Rob Mekoymus in the Etz Chaim, we find we always talking about Leah from the Das to the Chazer. Mm-hmm. It's very unusual we speak about the kasha. We're going to Hashem, we'll give a test to this later on. All the Mufashim ask is the kasha, famous kasha. Let's continue. V'zeh gam kein ma she'omu v'zoha pashas pashas v'yetzeh. Kufnun Gimel Amud Beis. Al Pasuk, the Tanah Pasuk says, "Vayar Hashem kisnu aleha." We saw that Hashem saw that Leah was hated. Mehacha says the Zohar. Mehacha from here, the son of Barnash Arian the Ima. From here, we learn that a man is repelled by the Arian the Ima, which is the elva of Ima, his own mother. That's why Yichud by mother is all right, because this sinah. Pirush ki Leah nimshechet mimalchu de ima, she ima de Yaakov. So you can just imagine that Yaakov is supposed to be marrying Leah, but Leah is really from his mother. So you had this antagonism that Yaakov felt in front of him. He didn't want to marry Leah. I don't know if he knew what was going on exactly, but he had this antagonism because he knew that he can't marry his mother. Right? That's where the sinah came from. V'daki ima nikras mi. You have to know that ima is called mi. Why is she called mi? Because Mufashim explained that she's so high, she's called mi. Mi uzeh, a type of thing. You know, she's so high, we don't know, we can't really. The Gaon Vilna says many times, says, why is the Abba of Ima called Abba of Ima? Why aren't they given names? They're just called father and mother. But what are the real names? We don't know the real names. They're too high. Nishtan Tassat right now, it's too high. We have no real kesher with them, so therefore we just call them Abba v'ima. So therefore, mi is always represented by ima, also because mi is gematria of nun. That's the represented by the nun shari bina of ima. So that's what it is. Da ki ima nika mi. Now, v'kishem mispashetes kan bebechinas leah. When she goes down again, her machus coming all the way down, creating leah. She moishes eile, right? Because nase elokim. Because when she's going into Zah, she goes down with the Malchus. And then she goes further down, right? Her Netzach and three Prokim go down to the Baga, to the Chachan of Zah, all the way down. And her Bechina of Hod goes all to down to the Baga. She's all mispashed down to the Vav Ketzavos. Vav Ketzavos, that's the Gematria of Eglim. No, sorry, I take that back. Right, she's mispashed all the way down. Let's continue. Now, Lefi shebechina eliyona de ima nikras mi, so we have the higher parts of ima which is called mi, and her lower parts aval mechatzia tiferes v'lemata miluvash bezakino de nikra elim. Those are called elim. V'chibu akol yachad nikra elokim. Well, you attach her first part when she comes down to his chodit, that's called mi. The next part, when she's mispashed down to the lower bechinas, she's called ele. So mi and ele together makes the word of Elohim. Okay. Chibakol yachad dikra Elohim. V'hine ele aniska nasi b'imenu b'chinas Leah. So the ele is the same letters of Leah. Okay. So these ele, the second part of this b'chinas of dinim are going to make Leah. Zeh sod ma shomer b'sav nishpashim daf kuf hei al pasuk mi ele ka'av to'efena. So Yishai said, what are these that are fleeting like clouds? What are these fleeting like clouds? Ein sham metavim devorav ari dema shebi'alno. Again, this is referring to the siluk of the vak of ima, which are represented by ele. B'shas golus. Dahani b'shas golus, her bechinas of ima are retracted and move away from za. That's what Yishai was me. Ele. Those are the two bechinas we spoke about, the spashed of ima inside of za. Ka'av to afena, which are flying away. B'shas golus. V'da v'aiter. V'daki lea yesh la tamid partzuf sholem kemo sheyesh leza. Remember. Shiu komosahi mekesed zat chazit shalom. Vaimar shekesam lul'el shitchaloso midaz zat tzorchim. Oh, so Rav Chaim Vital, I told him mefarshim. Actually, the Rav Chaim Vital asked this kasha on what is the contradiction that is. Sometimes he says Leah starts from the keser. Sometimes, most times, he starts from the daz with tzorchim. Ve'efshe shiuvan imar shekesavnu b'mokem acher. And maybe this is move on what he wrote someplace else. So what he wrote someplace else is actually in Perek Dalit. We haven't seen it yet. But there he's about to tell us that Be'emes Leah is always positioned by the Das to Zah. She's by the Das to the Chazit. To the chest. So when did she go to the Keser? When Klal Yisrael Mispalel, she grows. So that's why Rob Mekomis, she's standard by the dance. And then when we come in, when we come along, then she grows. Okay, let's continue. Kaval. Now, the Kaval is by Le'el. She saw the Ima whom is pashed in the Chazizah. We know, she said many times, Ima goes far as the Chazah. Asher Sham b'chinas Dadim Zah. That's where the male, the Zah, grows his Dadim. Even an Adam has a Dadim. Breast. Asher nazim bekoat tzirim v'dlotos sheyesh b'yesod ima shesham. Right, the inyan tzirim, dlotos that hold the vlad, those are the hinges and the doors, the kivyachol in the yesod of ima, which hold the vlad in, that's why it doesn't come out. V'zeh sod adadim deza, that's where za creates dadim, through these tzirim v'dlotos of ima. V'hinei gam yesod Leah usham b'chutz keneged dadim za. She also has yesod. She also has tzorim, tzirim dlotos, which are mishtatev to make the bechina of the dadim deza. Gam yedas. I'm just telling you facts over here. Gam yedas ki bechinas chatzit tiferes elyon deza, which is the shlish elyon deza. Hayu v'tchilas bechinas yesod, as we mentioned before, right? I didn't explain to you last time. That from the Chatzi Elyon, from the Chaza, you find the Yesod Zah. What does that mean? Now he's going to explain to you what's Pshat. How can you have Yesod by the chest? When you start the Zah at the beginning has six spheres, right? Chagat, nine. Now, we want Zah to have nine spheres. We want a Chabad. So how's it going to happen? So he says it again. The Chabad na she'olu shelo nis'alu v'nasi Chabad. So Chagat becomes Chabad. V'nahi nasu Chagat. Hari yesod nasi tiferos. If you look at it, since the nahi, important portion of the nahi, the yesod, goes up to the Chagat, which is the tiferos, so you see the yesod is in the same place of the tiferos. So that's where tiferos is the chest. That's why he says that the Yesod is over there by the Chazer. The right? The old chazir. Well, the yesod becomes the new chazir. That's a better way of putting it. In kenim tashiyesh sham shiyesh gam shlosha b'chinas yesod b'mokom ichad. Therefore, by the chazir, by his chest, now you have three different yesodes right over there. What are they? Yesod ima. Yesod Leah, which is on the outside. Yesod Ima is inside. Yesod Leah is outside. And then you have Yesod Zah, Nikra Atav Tiferes Zah. So Yesod, which went up, that means the original Yesod now has become Tiferes. So you have three Yesodes. Nimsash Yesod Ima, Yesod Leah, Em Tchabrim, Shneem Yachav, and Asi Rechem Echad. That becomes one Rechem. Liz Davig, Bo, Yesod Zah Asmos, Nikra Tiferes Keniska. So when Zah makes a Zivug, he's making a Zivug from his Yesod into their two Yesod, into Rachel and to Ima. Into Leah and Ima. וזה שאמרנו בספר זוהם, מהכה דסני ברנש אריאן דאמא, ממש כפשוטו. ממש כפשוטו. Because in the first pshat, when he brought his Zohar, he was referring to Leah as a Malchus. And he said the pshat over there is mehacha de sanya barnash aryan de ima, that a man hates the or is repulsed by the elva of his mother. Didn't really stim because they were talking about malchus. That's not really the yesod. But here, mamish kepshuta, meaning here we're talking about the yesod de ima, and this fits much better. He says, v'da shepam aches shemati morizal. I once heard from my great master the Arizal. כי בחינה לאה כשנזדווגס עם זה עצמו הוא מזדווג על ידי הדש שלו ממש פלפלון. That when Zah makes a zivug with his wife Leah, believe it or not, he's making with his das. Now that's a shiklopela. How can you make a zivug with your das? You make a zivug with your soul, not with the das. וזה סוד האדם ידע את חווה אשתו כי זיווג זה הוא על ידי הדש שלו וזיווג זה הוא בתימירו, it's hidden. ולכן, יקסיה בקדמיסה מיעקב, ולא יודע שהייתה לאה עד בוקר והבן זה. Look at that pshat. That he didn't know, the pasuk says that when he woke up in the morning and he saw Leah, he didn't realize that בכלל she was Leah. What do you mean? She's sitting next to you for the whole entire night. Okay, granted, it's not light, but, you know, something must have gave away. Teretz is because again she was on such a high level, she wasn't much higher, she was on the chazmi lemala, he had no kesher to her. She had no kesher because he was trying to make a zivug with das and the das was too high. That's why he had no kesher to that particular bechina. So let's hear it again. V'da shepam acher shemat morizal ki bechinas leah mikemishin zdaveges im za atzmo. When za makes a zivug with leah, he makes it with betoras mizdaveg on the day dash shelo mamish. Dash shelo mamish. V'zeh so the das yoda et chave ishto ki a zivug zehu al yedei a dash shelo ve a zivug hu b'timiru lechein it kasya b'kadmisa. ויעקב ולא יודו שהיית לאה עד בוקר ואבן זה וצורך איון לתארץ איך מתיישב בין שתי שמות אלו because with Rav Chaim Vital is asking sometimes we see or most times we find the zivug comes with yesod and here we find that you make a zivug with the das and בכלל it was פשוט ואיפה שיסוד זה אליון הוא ראש התיפרס remember the way the yesod right the night becomes a chagat the yesod becomes a tiferes. So that's why he's saying the Rosh. So Yesod who Elyon Shel Rosh Tiferes, it goes all the way up to that top. Shisham u lifam bechinas das. So we find sometimes the das actually drops down. Actually, there's a das tachton. I don't know why you just said that. That it goes down. Sheyored sham kinod l'tzarachin. So it could be it's all one bechina. It's not two different bechinas. Makes a zivug sometimes with das, something with Yesod. He's saying that no, the das comes down and joins up with the Yesod, really making a achibu between both of them, not two different bechinas. Right. Vida. Kigam Moshe Rabbeinu, Allah v'Shalom, Asher Amru Allah v'Zohar, Sheheisig Adbina, Eino Eila Beleya Zu, Sinimshecha Memachus Adbina. Now you understand. Usually we understand that Moshe Rabbeinu, we understand from the Zohar, that he had Asogas She'en Kamohu. He was mastering until Bina. Bina usually means Ima. Zokta Arhidra Chidosh, that we're not talking about Bina, we're not talking about Ima at all. Or when the Zohar says that he was Masik Bina, that means Leah. That means Eino Ela Beleah Zunim Shechem Malchus De Bina. Bina means from the Malchus of Bina. V'nasis Dalit Keshesh Tefillin. Again, he repeats himself. Leah is always the Keshesh Tefillin.
We said that Moshe is
Yisod Adon Mitoshet Torzah.
Oh, that Moshe is Yisod Abo.
Yisod Abo, right?
Here we see it's Yisod Ima.
Yeah, Yisod Abo is in Yisod Ima.
Yeah.
He only saw what it was b'chutz, right? He wasn't masik b'chlad Yisod Abba.
והוא אשר הוציא לחוץ את התרא של בחינת קהילת יעקב. האור עושה יצא מיסוד הבא לחוץ וזה נכנס פרצוף יעקב. Now you say, okay,
yeah, that's what he's mispashed b'chutz, and this we're talking about the actual b'china, where he comes from. So he's saying that he isn't saying he comes from the malchus de ima. That's where his attack is b'china was, not from the actual bina. Milvad, and therefore the post, yeah, kesh and therefore the leah, which is the actual bechina, the shorish of Moshe Rabbeinu. Melamish reu keshet tefillah. So the pasuk says, "V'reiti es achorai." Right? The Eibush, he daven Moshe Rabbeinu daven to Hashem, "Please show me yourself." And he showed them the back of him. What does that mean? He showed the keshet tefillah. V'gam in yaneinu loma kileya haomedes bekeshet tefillah hi roe es zam. Because you know that Leah is facing the back. This is the back of Zan, this is Leah. Leah is looking at the back of the head of Zan. And Leah is Moshe Rabbeinu's shoulder. So when Moshe Rabbeinu was looking, he saw what? He saw the back of the Eibushter tefillin. Remember? Zan said that he saw the back of his head, he saw the Dalit of the tefillin. That's Pshat. We're talking about Leah looking the back of Zan. Imagine the Goyis to Moshe Rabbeinu that I said that he was masig, the highest bechina. He spoke to the Eibushter. You know who he was talking to? He was talking to Zan. And how many boy kal v'chomer because kosher v'kal v'chomer? How many other bechinas which are on top, which he wasn't masig, which is Ima herself, which is Abba, which is Arich and Atik, and all in the world of Asiya, and then the world of Asiya, and then Yitzira and Bria, and then Atzilos b'chlal. It's a pele ploim. All these different bechinas, how high they are. But actually, we're talking about Tzilos of Yerush. I made a mistake. Yeah. Okay, let's go weiter. Shumaz b'pnei klap is achore zah kiniske leel v'hine Moshe hu b'leah v'zu riza achorei b'dvorim muvanim. Right? Is that clear? Moshe Rabbeinu saw the back of the Eibush, that means the back of the tefillin. Now, onam asiba shnia, the second reason, la lema shama kosov v'yahev Yaakov et Rachel. Now, why did he love Rachel more than Leah? Who move on? Be mashama kosu. The pasuk says in Iyov, "Or be'ad or." Right? Remember the story. Better take a story, right? The sultan comes on in front of the Eibushter, and the Eibushter says, "You have seen my prized possession, Iyov. He's a tzaddik." He says, "Go and test him." So the sultan says, "Or be'ad or." All be'ad or, and he tested him. All be'ad or. The call, and the apostle continues, the call, asher le'ish yitet be'ad nafsho. That a person protects himself with his mumminess. Asher le'ish yitet be'ad nafsho. He's going to give everything he can in order to protect himself. This is going to be the nisan for Iyuv. Now look at the way his dog is posted. Piyush, ki ha'ish hazeh, what the apostle says in Iyuv, ish hazeh, that's talking about za'. V'yesh lo shtei nashim, as we know, she'em Leah v'Rachel. Where are they, merumas in the pasuk? V'hine Leah hi b'chinas or k'moshen nitzavayet. Ach Leah hi nafsho mamish. So the pasuk says or, and the pasuk says nafsho. So when it's referring to or, it's referring to Leah. Remember, she's the etzim, right? She's the or. Leah is the nafsho. She's the nefesh. She's the moichim. And ish in the positive is referring to zah. So look at the way it's dosh. V'lechein zah yiten oro ve'ad or lea be'avaso oisa. Omnam yesh yitron le'rachel aleya ki kol asher le'ish nizka yiten be'ad nafsho shi rachel ve'lo yaspik bo oro belvad. She yitin ba'adam. So Leah, what did he give to her? He gave the oil, because that's what she's made out of. That's all she can take. But her, when he came to Rachel, he gave nafsho. He gave the moichim. V'ine nivatam lama Leah nikas oil v'rachel nefesh. Now we'll be more specific. Why Eov referred to, or the psukim in Eov referred to Rachel as oil, Leah's oil, and Rachel as nefesh. V'ine nu. As we know, that's the proper wine from Zah, which is Rachel. Because she was part of the 10 spheres that came out from the 9 da'ag. The Malchus Achron Shebehem. But Leah, Ikra Ima, Achraim De Ima, Shenoflu, Sham, Lemati, Memokam Azeh, Ve'eno Isha Lezah, Rak B'derach Sheila Levad, Liyot, Nofeles, Kan Lemati, Nidbeket, Bo'oro Shezah. She's just parenthetically the wife of Zah because she's on the back of him. She's stuck to him. So she's considered the B'derach Sheila, his wife. Aval Rachel he nafsho ki amalchus he nefesh v'zahu ruach. Ruach means Zah is the vav ketzavos. He's always the ruach. And when Rachel came out, she's the malchus. She's the nefesh. She has nefesh and ruach. That's the ner. Od yesh tamache ki hine mokum le'ahi lemal. Lemal. Okay. So unfortunately, we're going to have to stop here. It's getting a bit late. But okay, Mr. Shem, next time we'll continue, finish off the parak, we'll start the next parak. Okay. Shkoyach.